This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, McKay Group, Van Wall Equipment, Southtown Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Dan D. Farms, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, Pella Corporation, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Greg Young Chevrolet of Norwalk, and Marion County Auto Body. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Manny's Diner, Greg's Automotive, Jim and Susan Hicks, Cementec, ISU Marion County Extension, Details Plus Collision Center, Remax Precision in Norwalk, Ulrich's Meat Market, Honey Hollow Apiary and Garden LLC, and Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Enjoy the program.
A local police officer served overseas in the military police. In the fifth part of a five-part series on the Spirit of America, let's go in-depth with Captain Paul Hazy with the Pella Police Department. Captain Hazy, how long have you been with the Pella Police Department?
Just under 20 years.
And you served some time in the military, too. Can you tell us about that?
I did. I joined the military in 1996, when I was still in high school. I joined the Iowa National Guard with the intention of going to basic training, going through AIT training, and then coming back and going to college. And really, I joined mostly to help me pay for college and to be able to go to college over the GI, through the GI Bill, and be able to just kind of develop. I always wanted to be in law enforcement, and I thought having a bit of a military background would help that as well.
And AIT, you said, what's that?
AIT is basically you have a job in the military. Everybody goes through basic training, and then following basic training, there is a schooling that every soldier goes to, depending on what their assignment is going to be. Mine was military police, so AIT was your advanced training that taught you all of the military police sides of things.
And so why did you want to go into the military police?
Again, I always wanted to be a police officer since I was in about second grade, and we had a police officer come to our school and talk to us about being in law enforcement and working in law enforcement and just all about the job. I was always drawn to it, and that continued on through junior high school, and just thought that would be a great lead-in to becoming a police officer.
And was it?
It was. It was for me. The military side of policing is much different than being a police officer. But I think what it really taught me was the leadership, the discipline, the courage, all of those things that go into being a good police officer. I'm not sure it taught me a lot about what my job would be, but it taught me a lot of those attitudes and those skills and those the non-tangible things to being able to become a successful police officer.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Bellflower Florist and Gifts, Vintage Hills, Norris Asphalt, Clark Construction, Sundance Realty, McCall Monument, Top Shelf Nutrition, Club Thread Boutique, Indianola Memorial Works, and Red Rock Restorations. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, CSI and Bail Bond Company, Jersey Freeze, Stan Drywall, Marion County Rural Water, Werner's Elite Automotive, DeHeisen Carpentry, VHR Used Cars, and L&M Storage.
I continued my conversation with Captain Paul Hazy. And you served overseas, right?
I did. I was hired by Pella Police Department in 2002, and in 2003, I was still in the Guard at the time. And in 2003, I deployed to Iraq when just after the U.S. Invasion of Iraq.
And what was that like?
It was a challenging time. I was in the middle of the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy when I got deployed. So I got pulled out of the academy and deployed with the 186 Military Police Unit out of Camp Dodge. We mobilized out of Wisconsin, and then went to Kuwait shortly thereafter, and we got to Iraq basically right after the kind of that shock and awe time, and we were stationed at the Baghdad International Airport, is what it became known as. We were stationed there. Our unit was initially, and there was nothing. It was very Wild West-ish. We dug latrines. We had makeshift showers. We had no real living quarters. We stayed in a bombed out airplane hangar for the majority of the time. Over the course of, there was no phone. Over the course of months, we started to get some dining facilities and some food service, but it was 2 MREs a day, which is the meal ready to eat in a package, for really the kind of that first about month and a half, 2 months we were there, until we got some other things set up. And what we did there was we ran a detention facility on the airport of what we thought were going to be POWs, and very quickly realized that the Iraqi army had kind of given up, and there wasn't a lot of Iraqi soldiers. It became more of a jail.
For who?
For Iraqis that were violating curfews, violating laws, found with weapons, things of that nature.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Cushman Excavation, Pierce's Pumpkin Patch, Quality Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Lighten Insurance Agency, JB's Tree Service, LLC, Pella Community Schools, DeYoung Door Service, and Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Wilson's Corner in Bussey, Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Ossenbaugh Prairie Seed Farm, Vanco Camper Rentals, Dowie Pest Control, Mahaska Bottling, Westside Muffler and Repair, Mrs. D's, and People's Bank.
I continued my conversation with Captain Paul Hawsey. Did you go out into the community to arrest people?
That wasn't necessarily, we did spend a lot of time in the community. Again, when we got there, there was really nothing. There was not a supply chain set up, for us that was very consistent. There was not a PX. You couldn't go down the street to the local Walmart. We had to go into the city and buy refrigeration items, refrigerators, freezers that you could buy in the city, but you couldn't. They weren't things that the military supplied. It was things that we had to get on our own. And so we had to go into the city to get supplies. If you wanted a 12-pack of Coke, you had to go into the city, or you had to find somebody that could bring that onto the base for you. So we also did a lot of convoy security for other units that were traveling throughout Iraq, fueling units that would transport fuel from here to from where we were on the airport out to some of the forward operating bases. We would do the security for them as well.
Well, doing security for a convoy sounds like a near impossible task if they're traveling very far.
It became very challenging, and it was during that time there was the use of IEDs was very prevalent. And it was, you would leave the base and, just the thought of, what's in the road, what are we looking at, what's up here, that constant situational awareness and that constant fear that what might be ahead, what might be ahead here, really made those convoys challenging. And especially if they were bigger convoys, it took a lot of resources, a lot of people to make sure that the safety of that convoy was successful.
Well, I think fear would be the operational word, unless, you know, there's systems in place that you trusted that would allow you to identify IEDs in the roadway or people that might attack from the side. I'm sure you had that kind of training.
Yeah, we did. And there was a lot of intelligence that you would get every night. We'd have a briefing every morning before we went out on if we were in charge of the convoy security at that time, we'd have a briefing of this is the information we have, this is what we're seeing today. And it changed every day. It really was that Wild West of the Iraqi war. It's hard for me to really put it in any other terms than but it was just so, you were trying to find so many different resources that you have here at home that just don't exist there, that just didn't exist at that time. It was, whether it was, like I mentioned, bathroom facilities and shower facilities or just being able to drive through a McDonald's. One of the funniest things that I remember, they opened up a Burger King on the base at probably about 3 months in or so. And Burger King has always been on military bases. It was something that was pretty common, and they served Whoppers and chicken sandwiches. That was the only two things they had. And you would go, we would send people in the morning that would wait in line the entire day to get a Whopper and chicken sandwich to bring it back to the base, just because the line was so long. It was just wild, and so it was just really interesting, that side of it as well, the supplies and the issue with being able to get things, to kind of bring a few of those comforts of home back to there.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by AAA Home Services, City of Pella, Mike Killen Construction, Heinz Mechanical, United Farmers Cooperative, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, Indianola Elks Lodge, and Weinman Insurance. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Jack L. Anderson Auto Body, Cyber Solutions LLC, Norwalk Lions Club, RS Trucking, Pella Hy-Vee, and the Knoxville Hy-Vee.
I continued my conversation with Captain Paul Hawsey. Those of us that haven't had that experience, probably the majority of our listeners, have no idea of that feeling or of how lucky we are that we have access to all of this stuff. But you understand that that stuff can go away.
Absolutely. even though it's been, we're going on 18, 19 years since I was there, it still is something that it resonates with you. And when you talk to the other soldiers that you were there with, or, you think back to those times of, when it was just nothingness, there was just not a lot there, and you really relied on the people that you were there with, but you also knew that back home it was good, and there, we just need to get through this, we can get through this, and you just realize how good you have it at home, and how good we have it here, and how blessed we are here, and, even for the Iraqi people, of just the challenges that they faced every day, and you saw it in their faces the day that we arrived in Iraq, and it was still existed the day we left, and that continued on for another 18 years again after we left, almost, of just what are we doing, the challenges that they faced and the challenges that we faced while we were there. It just really makes you realize how good you have it here at home and how nice it is to live in the United States and how it is just a real blessing, all of the things that we have here.
Do you ever go out on a call and think or want to say, hey, quit whining? I don't know what the particular situation would be, but it's just like, you are so privileged. Get over yourself. Suck it up. Move on. Do you ever have feelings like that?
I've thought those things in my life a few times in my career here. It's, again, you just... We really take for granted what we have here, and I think that people very easily get caught up in their way of life, in their comforts, and there's a lot of hardship out there in the world, and I know that exists, and we have it here in Pella as you have it everywhere else, but sometimes you think it could be so much worse. And when you've lived in that so much worse, or you've seen that so much worse, you know, being thankful for what you have, being thankful for the blessings that we have here in Pella and really here in the United States as a whole is just, it is sometimes challenging to hear people complain about this or that. And I'm sure I've complained about it in the past too, if you really think back on it and you reflect back on what it was that you missed at that time, what it was that those challenges that you had, hoping to, get the good MRE if that thing actually existed, or to trade for a bag of M&Ms, or to find a pack of American cigarettes, or whatever it might be at the time of just. That comfort, that what it was from home that just didn't exist in that world at that time. You just really realize how blessed you are here.
Thanks to Captain Paul Hawsey for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.